Hello, good morning.
Hello, doctor. Always a pleasure and an honor to speak with you.
Wonderful to hear your voice.
Oh, always wonderful to hear yours. I trust that you've been well since my visit to your home.
Thank you very much.
And I still have my Jo Malone perfume, just so you know. I call it my special occasion fragrance.
Do you get back down here at all?
I am definitely planning to visit in the spring. I try to get down there and escape the winter here because it's pretty brutal for my southern bones.
I know, it is terrible. Rochester and Buffalo.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. Yes,
but,
yes.
When you know you're coming, give me a call.
I promise
you
I will.
You can set a date.
I promise I will.
Right.
I promise. Well, a doctor, Rochester excitedly awaits your visit on the 25th to RIT and your appearances. Certainly the buzz of the city. The last time you were at RIT was about 16 years ago. So your visit... Yeah. So your visit is in conjunction with Women's History Month. And, you know, there are several topics that we could discuss. But could you please just speak to a specific issue that still weighs heavily on your heart?
Well, I feel sorry for women who are so afraid of being alone. They allow themselves to be isolated from their families. And, of course, they are really alone. And sometimes the husband or the man in their lives are very unkind and even brutal. But they hold on out of fear. Some feel, well, I have no place to go. He makes all the money. I just heard a man say, I'd rather be living in a cardboard box under a bridge than with somebody who brutalizes me all the time.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the things that I feel really embarrassed for them, because I know they're embarrassed when the man embarrasses them in public or speaks rudely to them in public. I wish women would develop courage. It is the most important of all the virtues, because without courage, you can't practice any other virtue consistently. And you don't have to be bodacious about it. Just quiet courage. There are women who have stayed with men who are abusing their daughters, and they know it, and they stay. My sympathy goes to them, and my wish and prayer is that they just develop enough courage to remove themselves from that kind of abusive atmosphere and condition.
Yes.
I know that there are some women who are brave enough, but I just wish we were all brave enough, that's all.
Healing, love, respect, these are all consistent themes that you speak and write about. And Rochester has perhaps the highest murder and violent crimes rate in the state. So loving and respecting one another is of utmost importance here if our youth will ever have the opportunity to mature and live full lives. So, doctor, could you please share some words of wisdom for our city's youth so that they can hopefully begin healing within their communities instead of just reacting?
All right. Love heals. I don't mean by love lust, nor do I mean sentimentality. I mean the condition in the human spirit so profound that it encourages us to have sympathy for other people and kindness for other people. But start at yourself. Be kind to yourself first. All virtues and vices begin at home and spread abroad. So be kind to yourself and insist that people be kind to you. Then you can be kind to other people.
Mm.
All right?
Yes, yes.
And that's healing.
Your fans, admirers, literature lovers alike will be happy to know that you have a new book coming out.
I sure do.
Mom and Me and Mom.
Mm-hmm.
They say that this is the deepest personal story of your life because it's the first time you truly delve into your relationship with your mother, right?
Yes, it's true. I wrote this book because I really wanted to show how love heals. My mother loved me. She didn't try to possess me. She didn't try to make me an imitation of herself. And I became a great mother, a wonderful mother, my son says, because I had a fabulous mother. And so all the things that happened to me in my life, and I've had a rough time from time to time, but of all those things, I have healed because of love. And so it's a strong book, and some say it is the best of all the books I've written. There's some 30 books out there. It's a blessing to receive that kind of review and that kind of positive acceptance.
I can't wait. You already know the significance of my relationship with my mother. So
yes, I do.
I am so, so very excited.
I'm so pleased.
Now, in April, people around the world will join you, some in spirit, some in person, in celebrating your birthday.
Yes.
I mean, in the past, you've had big parties. Others have taken you on extended cruises and the like. Any idea how you want to spend your birthday this year?
Well, every fifth year since I was 60, Oprah has given me a party. And 60th, 65th, 70th, 75th, 80th. And so this year will be my 85th year. And she's giving me a party.
Oh, how lovely.
And I have no idea, and I don't want to know. Each time, my surprises have been incredible. For my 80th, she rented the Mar-a-Lago. That's the fantastic resort, hotel resort, owned by Donald Trump in Florida. I think it had 200 guests. It was just wonderful. So I don't know what, and I'll wait.
Well, we know it's going to be fabulous, whatever
it is. Yes.
Doctor, what many people want to know is, what's next for you? Do you have your sights set on any particular project? Maybe spend more time enjoying a particular pastime? Or
well, I might go back and look again at a cookbook, because I have two out. And I might just see if I can do another. I'm always writing poetry and songs and lyrics. So I do write with them. I've written with Quincy Jones and with Roberta Flack. I've been writing some country music songs. I love country music. And some blues. It's the same thing. I'm working. I work.
Right.
I'm a working woman. I came here to work.